where he fixes, or she, yes, he fixes his intention to study for X number of years. And then there's a little ceremony which is done to empower this intention with divine strength. Sankalpas are also done, for instance, when you go on a exerting pilgrimage, like the Braj Mandal Parikrama, where you walk for a whole month barefoot through the sacred land of Vrindavan. And it's understood that during this journey there will be several obstacles, for instance, sore feet, or bad weather, lack of food, not good enough lodgings, and so on. There will be obstacles on the journey which can thwart or divert the pilgrim so that he can return or not complete the pilgrimage. So to avoid that, in the beginning of the parikrama, one is supposed to enter the Jamuna at Vishramghat, that's where Krishna rested after he killed Kamsa, take a sacred bath, and then, while still standing in the water, pronounce a sankalpa. I want to complete my Braj Mandal Parikram, and I'm asking that this intention is blessed and gets divine strength so that I can actually arrive somehow or other at the end of this parikrama. There could be many other examples given for sankalpas, but I will leave this with these examples and ask the question, well, how does a sankalpa work? Well, the first thing is you become aware of a divine will, or let me say, something which you would like to offer to Krishna. You practice in a way mindfulness of that. You, from all the different things which you could do, you are fixing yourself on one intention, that is, for instance, after a japa retreat, to do this and this in your daily life. Like, for instance, a good sankalpa would be, as an example, whatever rounds I'm chanting, I will try to bring the insights which I have learned to chanting these rounds. That would be a very nice sankalpa, which is very easy to do. So you become aware of something. From the vast ocean of possibilities, you focus yourself on one. And then as you are focusing your intention, you become, that's the second part, aware of a second thing. Your awareness turns to the fact that you may not be successful on your own to do this, and therefore in a sankalpa you request divine intervention, divine help into your life in order to do this. So two things come together. From the human plane, a certain selection and mindfulness on a intention in his or her spiritual life. And from the godly plane, the divine help. And they meet together in that famous way in which Lord Damodar got about the month of Kartik. There needs to be some endeavor on our side, some offer in our side, some desire in our on our sides, but then there needs to be kripa or mercy to actually make it successful. So this is how a sankalpa works. It's a very known principle to all of us, but we will now apply this principle to this very particular situation, that is taking the retreat home, or as I always like to say, Japa retreat part 2, not level 2, part 2. I really request you to write down or to think of something which is, you know, when you think of this, there should be a spark in your heart. Oh yes, this is a good idea. Oh yes, this I like to do. Oh yes, this is feasible for me. Don't make a sankalpa today like, from today onwards I will chant 64 rounds. My God, I don't even believe it. It should be something feasible, something where you have faith that you can give it your good endeavor. And then the second part is turn towards Krishna with a sincere request to help that this sankalpa will be a fruit. And I can guarantee you, such sankalpas work miracles. I started out by saying expect miracles, and yes, but now comes how miracles can work. And that will happen when you enter into a space where you can receive divine help, but you need to want it. You need to fix yourself on it. This is the idea of a sankalpa ceremony. There are many different ways to do a sankalpa ceremony, and today we will do one which will be introduced by maybe Yagya Purusha Prabhu, because I don't know exactly what we will do, how we will do it. Or Purusha Shukta, you know how to do it. You will need to give us some inspiration on this. Because I see cards here. I see no threats, but something very wonderful here, and I don't know what you really intend to do. So, in a sankalpa, which two parts come together? Endeavor. I'm sorry? Endeavor and Krishna's mercy. Could you be more clear what is the endeavor here? In this situation. But it's totally right what you said, philosophically. But what will we endeavor to do now? Fixing our mind on one intention. Maybe you should scan a little bit before you find it. I must tell you, at this moment, I may need 60 seconds really I'm struggling to keep my physical body and mind in one place. So I don't know as of yet, but I will. It will come.
So, Maharaj has explained the sankalpa, what it is, and so this is one of perhaps many sankalpas you'll make in your life. It's one little step, and it's a possibility. It doesn't have to be something that, it's not a vow. It's an intention. So we'll take a minute, just you can reflect on that. And what will happen is after you... Well, actually, I'll just let you reflect on that. You can think about what you'd like to, as Maharaj has led us to consider, something that you'd like to change or to do, to focus on, to bring home with you. So we'll just take